She's, her name is Marge, but if you call her Margie, in Indian it means mother, in a very reverent way. So she's a Margie too. I should call her my Canadian goose. She flies over every year, she flies over to be here with us. Now she's...
You remember Money Marge's story of how when she first came, yes. Remember Eric, such a wonderful story of saving the $20?
She's like Gord. If you tell her to tell her own story, she'll make it so short and so grand, so grand. Oh, yes, yes, that's $25 worth of the haircut. That's it.
Though her story was the best. They have it in Myrtle Beach, you know, on video. Though her stories. I mean, just nobody had a dry eye when she told her story.
That's different. There was something, but she shines out, and you want her to tell, you know?
No.
Really? That's the Sir Wendell's?
Yeah. I don't know who made it, but it's just. Very moving.
Dolher told her story?
It's on video.
I can't drag anything out of her.
It's on video. Most of
she seldom talks.
It's so rare.
Yeah, I mean, but even in the video, she couldn't talk. She just cried. You know?
Mm-hmm. Money, we shouldn't let Marge out of her story so easily.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on
the
tape.
Oh,
it's on what? On tape.
On tape. Now you find that tape and let's
come on, Marge. Come on.
It's 42 minutes.
I know. Don't encourage her in the condensed part of. Or it'll be over with before she gets started.
I'll fan you while you tell your story. Okay.
She made a condition with God. Come on. Okay.
No condensed.
Okay.
First of all, let us know how did you first hear about
it. But I'm registered to you, Mommy.
No, but let us... She will start from there, naturally.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
well,
Paul was going to university... And it was in
1971. I was then searching, and I was disillusioned with Catholic religion. And I used to suntan a lot and meditate. And
meditating?
Yeah.
Good.
And I would read spiritual books, or and I was always... disappointed in what I'd read, I'd say, they don't know nothing, they don't know nothing. And then some books I'd read, they'd say, you need a master to meditate. So I thought, well, next time Maharishi Yogi comes to Canada, I'll go and see what this is all about. And in the meantime, Paul was going to university in Saskatoon. In the spring, at Easter time, he brought back the Rolling Stone magazine.
Which magazine?
The Rolling Stone. With Bob's picture on the front. And Peter Townsend.
Really? Yeah. Ronnie Lane and all?
No, Peter Townsend. It was a
big
article.
Yeah,
it was about three pages.
With Bob's picture.
That's in 71. Mm-hmm. So then I read the article, and then I thought I missed the boat because Bob had dropped the body. And then I used to suntan a lot, and I would go back in the house, I'd meditate, and then I'd go back in the house, get the paper, bring it out, read it again. I read it, I don't know how many times. And then there was an address in there about the Bob's home was in the west, was at Myrtle Beach. And in the meantime, Paul was hitchhiking, it was the hippie days, and he hitchhiked to B.C., and every place he'd go, he'd ask people if they knew anything about Mayor Baba, and nobody seemed to know anything. But when he got to Vancouver, somebody sent him to a health food store. So he goes to the health food store, and they said, yes, they knew about the lover, but they didn't know where he lived or his phone number. So he walked to the back, and there was books in the back. And so he picked up, I think, a New Age magazine.
What year is it?
A New Age. magazine.
What year was this happening?
71. And so he flipped it over, and in the back would like to share with you Nir Baba and a phone number. So he phoned his phone number, and it was the Grand Stone Bridge. Mm-hmm. So he told all about Baba. He had guided him to a bookstore that had Baba books. And then when Paul came back, he dumped all these books on the table, and we started reading these books. And when I read the discourses, it was like, now I'm seeing in print what I always believed about life, like the discourses were. And then we went to Myrtle Beach. And when I went to Myrtle Beach, it was like I went to paradise. Like I was in paradise when I was there. And I went there a few times. And then by that time, I was reading quite a few books. I read everything I could about Baba. And then I read An Awakener, where Baba said that Hamirpur was his heart. So I always sort of longed to go there. And the last time I went to Myrtle Beach was in 75. And Paul was working there, trying to make enough money to come to India. And I had a very hard time to make money to go to Myrtle Beach. I never entered my mind I would ever come to India. I never even thought I would ever come. You know, anybody that would suggest it was like, you know, I had a hard time to make enough money to go to Myrtle Beach. So I just never let it enter my mind. So this last time we went to Myrtle Beach, it was in February, and people were saying, Kitty said, now you must go to India. I never said no or anything. I just in my mind said, oh, I don't know how to go to India. So I said to Baba, I said, well, Paul wants to go to India, so when I go back, every $20 bill that comes in the shop, I'll save it for Paul to go to India.
Well, what was your job? Tell me.
Well, I was a beautician. I had my own beauty shop in a small town. So then when I got back, customers start coming in, and they'd all pay me $20 bills.
you had two kinds, the $20 kind and the... So you said the expensive ones are people...
Yeah, oh yeah, I had...
The rest of them,
I had permanents that were like $20 bills, and were $20, and then cheaper ones, so they'd all, you know, come in and want the more expensive... And then also, I'd have to give change, and so I would be kind of worried now. I'd have to pay these jobbers off. I didn't want to be in debt, so I'd tell Baba, now listen, I've got to pay these jobbers. You know, they give me $20 bills, so I got $20. I've got to give them change. So anyway, in October, when Paul came home, I had saved enough money to help pay his way and to pay my way to India.
She would only get 75.
I went in the spring. I went to Myrtle Beach. In October, I had saved enough money to pay for part of Paul's fare and my fare, and I'll stay here for 6 weeks. And so happened that in November, Hamirpur has their big mela. And that's when I went. So I went to Hamirpur too. That was the last time I went there.
You see, suddenly everybody wanted those extraordinary haircuts. Everybody wanted the ordinary haircut. So she had to stop, but she got enough money to come here.
And then when Baba topped it all by, before I left India, I had a dream. Everybody was talking about having Baba's darshan, and I didn't know whether I had Baba's darshan. And in the dream, I'm on a bridge that has no beginning and no end. It's over the ocean. And I couldn't go back, I could only go forward. So I go forward and I step off the bridge and I fall into the ocean. And then I'm flying towards the shore. And Baba's on the shore running to me. And he's all light and just his feet. And I fall at his feet. And of course there's a lot of joy and tears. And I say to Baba, I'll always fall, meaning I'll always sin. And Baba's got his arms like this, but it's, I can't see his arms. It's just all light. And that first trip to India was a really mountaintop experience. When I went to Hamirpur, we rode elephants, and Baba just poured it on. And he's been bringing me, he brought me back every year.
You mean for people that want the expensive haircuts? People want the expensive haircuts. He's still cutting hair.
Oh, yeah, yes, just here.
Residence. I'm telling you, they go to Sri Lanka. Yeah, go to Maj. Go on, go to Maj.
Was that long enough?
Well, how about your son? What's he?
My son, he came that year. He came almost every year, but now he's studying. He's talking about it. He came about the same time.
For the past 20, 30 years, we are hearing that he's studying. Yeah. What is he studying?
It's too false. Well, he switched from Asian studies to computers.
Oh, oh my God.
He's out of Asian studies. Huh? He wants to make money. Computers now.
Didn't he study in the north here?
Yeah. He went to Delhi. He had 1 year in Delhi.